Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2010, and you can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning live radio programme, from 9.
Jasmine Guinness has a recognisable surname. She's an heiress to the Guinness fortune and the great-granddaughter of Diana Mitford, a woman she describes as being scary. Jasmine says of herself, though, people tend to assume that I come from a long line of castle-dwelling gentry and that I'm made of money, but she has earned her own keep since leaving school at 18, modelling, designing clothes and running a shop. Her own childhood was the epitome of bohemian. Her parents were still in their teens when she was born and they left her with her grandparents to go off and find themselves a couple of years later. Jasmine now has two sons of her own and is married to her childhood sweetheart, and these are her inheritance tracks.
The song that I've inherited from my childhood was quite a tricky question because I grew up with an awful lot of music, and so trying to decide which song to choose was very difficult. So instead I just went for the first one I remember consciously singing, which was when I was about 3 or 4, going for a walk with my dad. And I remember singing Hit Me With Your Rhythm Stick by Ian Dury and the Blockheads.
In the deserts of Sudan.
I was born in 76, and I think that's the year that album came out. So I remember it since sort of birth. The words are ingrained in my head. I thought it was the best song in the world, but I thought the words were Hit Me With Your Ribbon Stick, which all the grown-ups thought was ridiculous.
Hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me, hit me. Je t'adore, ich liebe dich. Hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me slowly, hit me quick.
I had dislocated hips when I was born, and so my dad always dragged me for a walk practically every day. It seems to me like it was every day anyway. It was a mile up the fields and back. It was to strengthen my muscles and my bones and things. And I loved it because he used to show me everything and all the birds and the nests and different grasses and different trees. Yeah, you know, little girls spacing about, singing your favourite song.
Move their body to and fro.
I grew up on a farm in a little cottage with my parents. My parents were very young when I was born. They were sort of practically teenagers. My mum, she was 17 when I was born. So I slightly ruined her sort of school exams. She couldn't fit in the desk. And my dad, when I was born, I think he was either 19 or 21. I just thought they were the most fun, amazing parents. They were really good fun. There was always lots of teenagers about. I remember my mum's 21st birthday. I was 4. Which is great. And now, having grown up, and well, now I have my own children, I see how incredibly difficult it must have been for them. I can't imagine when I was 17 having a baby. I had my first son when I was 24 and I thought that felt pretty young. But now it's like they're my brother and sister and we've grown up together. We've all grown up together.
In the dark.
I was lucky enough to meet him twice, and I just thought he was so charming. He was a really charming, lovely man. I saw him in concert in Dublin the first time. I guess I was about 15 or 16, in a brilliant venue called the Olympia. You know, Ian came on stage, and me and my friends all jumped up on our velvet seats, jumping up and down and singing all the songs. And this man standing next to us, and I guess he was about 55 or 60, he was looking at us like we were aliens, saying, how on earth do you know all the words? And we were like, we've been listening to this since we were born. These words are ingrained in our heads. I know every word, I know every note.
Hit me, hit me, hit me, hit me.
Hearing it now, it brings me right back to being 2, 3, 4, careless, not a care in the world. And my kids love it. I have a 4-year-old son now, and I love seeing him jump up and down to it and go mad. I didn't realise what the song was about. My husband told me the other day and I was quite surprised. I don't know what a ribbon stick is, though. The song that I would like to pass on to my kids is from a movie soundtrack, but it's a very unusual movie. It's called The Harder They Come. And on the soundtrack is You Can Get It If You Really Want by Jimmy Cliff. You can get it if you really want. It was the album that really brought reggae to the masses just outside Jamaica. It was in 1972. I think it probably has quite a lot to answer for these days. Try and try, you'll succeed at last. Jimmy Cliff stars in the movie as a guy called Ivan O'Martin, and so not only did he make this incredible groundbreaking soundtrack, but he was also the star of the film, which I think is really funny. And it all, well, I shouldn't really say what happens. You should go and see it. It's amazing. It's a great, great film. You can get it if you really want. I saw the film as quite young. It's quite shocking. It's quite violent. You know, it's not your average musical. I don't think it's a musical, really, but it does have an amazing soundtrack. You'll succeed at last. We have this family friend called Denny Cordell. He founded Island Records, and I think he brought the album to Leixlip, where I grew up. And I just remember the cover being really cool. It's all sort of very 70s orange, kind of cool dude on the front with two guns and an amazing, really cool car. But actually, I've been hearing the music all my life, because obviously it came out long before I was born. So I always remember my mum saying that when she was pregnant with me, she used to get those 70s earphones, those huge ones, and put them on her tummy, and I used to go completely bananas and kick her like that. You'll succeed at last. My kids are 4 and 7, and my 7-year-old has just started saying, "But what are we going to do when you die?" And I remember that suddenly being aware of, oh my God, what am I going to do if my mum dies? You know, that awful moment as a child where you just can't imagine what life would be like. But when they hear Jimmy Cliff, I'd like them to think, yeah, mum just kept on trying, you know. You'll succeed at last.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.